The Truth News Network. The power of information. Truth. Now. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
And Dan Newman.
Boy, the truth is really important, especially for us now. You know, it's always been important, but many of us just let it slide from time to time. No longer. We can't afford to do that, folks. And I want to welcome you to Truth News Network. I'm glad you came today because we're talking about the truth. Actually, the title of today's story is When Truth Isn't the Truth. And that happens sometimes. It comes as no surprise to Americans when a politician is implicated for telling lies. That in itself is troubling. It also may be the reason that polls of Americans continuously show favorability ratings of members of Congress hover close to single digits, sometimes even fall below 10%. Think about that. That would mean that about 90% of Americans don't trust Congress, do not have any favor in their hearts for members of Congress. Why would that fact not prompt Congress to ask questions, to find out why this has happened, and then take corrective steps to change it? Can't understand that. So why don't they? Now, what I'm about to say in answer to that is opinion, strictly opinion. But I think, as a whole, they don't care what we think. Some do. But I think, as a whole, Congress doesn't really care. So why is that? Well, that alone should shock politicians and cause them to act, doing something to fix the problem. But because they don't care, there's no reason for them to act. One would think that their bosses would kick them out of office at the polling booths, but they don't, because they make the rules and operate as members of Congress in total disregard of how their actions impact Americans. And Americans' lives are so busy, we don't have the time to deal with the minutiae of day-to-day operations in Congress. Members of Congress control their own pay, their own benefits, their work schedules, vacations. When an employee, and they are employees of the people, they work for you and me. When that employee controls their own compensation and can vote themselves pay raises and benefits and decide when they're going to work and when they're not going to work, why should they even care what their bosses think? The bosses let them get away with it. Don't get me wrong, there are many in Congress who do care, and I mean that sincerely. I know quite a few members of Congress on both sides of the hall and both sides of the aisle that really do care and care for us. But it seems when members of Congress are invited to take a spot in leadership, for most of them, their concern for their bosses diminish even more. They can then virtually ignore what they choose to ignore. They can concentrate on what they choose to concentrate on. Their bosses become the congressional leadership above them and no one else. That means they don't look at you and I as their bosses. We're seeing this culture of dumbing down the truth and ignoring responsibility as it plays out at the next level. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who served a long time in the U.S. Senate and was in leadership for a lot of that, is now front and center in a scandal of a presidential candidate. And the scandal is of presidential candidate proportions. He has simply been outed for being untruthful. It's not the first time either. Mr. Biden has been a presidential candidate before, a couple of other times. He previously left the campaign trail when he was caught in lies. You may remember this, if you're old enough to and paid attention then. During the 1988 presidential election, then-presidential candidate Joe Biden was accused of mimicking a speech that British Labour Party Neil Kinnock delivered just 4 months prior. Kinnock's speech included the following lines. This is a direct quote. "Why am I the first Kinnock in 1,000 generations to be able to get to university?" Pointing to his wife in the audience. "Why is Glynis, his wife, the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get to university? Was it because all our predecessors were thick?" Here's what Biden said. Quote, "I started thinking as I was coming over here, why is it that Joe Biden is the first in his family ever to go to a university?" Then pointing to his wife sitting in the audience. "Why is it that my wife, who is sitting out there in the audience, is the first in her family to ever go to college? Is it because our fathers and mothers were not bright? Is it because I'm the first Biden in 1,000 generations to get a college and a graduate degree that I was smarter than the rest? The vice president was forced to withdraw then from the presidential race after Maureen Downer of the New York Times exposed his plagiarized speech. Allegations followed that Biden lifted parts of other speeches from some of Hubert Humphrey, Robert Kennedy, and JFK's speeches. Many said then and say today, what he did was not tell lies. He simply embellished on the truth. This is where many today in Washington are living, regarding what they say and what they do. They have found ways to reconcile telling lies as being their truth and not necessarily the truth. Let's be transparent there. There is no such thing as my truth and your truth. I hear people of every ilk, every political affiliation, every political ideology, every religion, every age. They've turned to calling truth, this is my truth, or this is your truth. Most of you know what I'm about to say. Truth is absolute, with no footnotes necessary for explanations. The very latest in Washington is Ukrainegate. We're having it pounded into our heads and our hearts every day, 24/7 news. It's all about what's going on in Ukraine. We've reported on it extensively here at Truth News Network, but it's worth mentioning today simply because the Democrats have chosen to use Ukrainegate as the final straw in the determination of whether or not it is appropriate and timely to impeach President Trump. Ukrainegate is simply another chapter in the collusion illusion created by Democrats. First, it was collusion with Russia. Now, it's collusion with Ukraine. The fact that Ukraine is part of Democrats' impeachment arsenal forced Joe Biden back into the discussion. So is his credibility and truthfulness, or lack of. Biden was instrumental as a player in a major deal involving a Ukrainian oligarch, the former Ukraine president, and Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. And there's a bunch of money involved in it. And anytime there's any question about legality, just follow the money. Implications of presidential candidate Biden forced Ukraine to discontinue an investigation of the Ukrainian company that Hunter Biden was involved with as a board member. This happened during the Obama administration. When the allegations of the BP's wrongdoing appeared, he was questioned extensively by reporters about his involvement. Biden has insisted he is innocent. But in Iowa campaigning recently, Biden was asked what part he took in the firing of the Ukrainian prosecutor that was investigating corruption in the company Hunter Biden was a member of the board. The former vice president responded this way, quote, "I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings," Biden said. "Here's what I know. Trump should be investigated. You should be looking at Trump," Biden told reporters in Des Moines shortly after arriving at the Polk County Steak Fry, an annual Democratic fundraiser. "He's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum," Biden said. "And he's using an abuse of power and every element of the presidency to try to smear me. Ask the right questions." It's kind of unusual even to hear someone on the left, even to hear someone that is so famously implicated, by his own mouth. We've played the short video in which, speaking to who he thought were a group of Democrat supporters, bragged about forcing that prosecutor to stop the investigation into that company his son, Hunter, was serving on the board of. And if that prosecutor did not stop and he was pressuring the president of Ukraine to fire him, if that didn't happen within the next 6 hours, approximately $1 billion of U.S. aid that had been approved already by the U.S. Congress was going to be withheld. He's very implicated in this saga. So where's the beef with all that? Well, the problem is that yesterday, a picture was discovered that counters Joe Biden's comments on the campaign trail while in Iowa. In a 2014 photograph that is posted on the homepage, the first page of this story, on our website at www.truthnewsnet.org, Joe Biden and his son are pictured in that picture and are seen golfing with Ukraine gas company executive Devin Archer in the Hamptons in New York, Long Island. At the time, Archer and Hunter both served on the board of Ukraine's Burisma Holdings, that company that was under intense investigation for corruption by the Ukrainian government. The photo emerged just a week after it was revealed that President Trump prodded Ukraine's president to help him investigate Joe Biden. Who can honestly claim that Joe Biden, a masterful communicator and negotiator for many, many years in Congress, would not, in this setting, the setting of four guys playing a round of golf, 18 holes and probably lunch, maybe breakfast before, not have a few conversations about applicable current events? Who would think in that setting Joe Biden would not discuss business with Devin Archer, Burisma holding partner, and Hunter Biden, his son, while together during that round of golf and adult beverages and maybe lunch or dinner after? President Trump has proven since the beginning of his presidency that playing golf for political purposes with political people is a great place to negotiate and cut deals. In fact, Mr. Trump has been excoriated in the media. They say he plays too much golf. We're going to take a short break here, but as we go to it, let me remind you, you want to make sure you never miss a story or a podcast when a new one goes up on the website. Just enroll your name and email, the bottom right of the homepage of truthnewsnet.org. There's a place to fill it in. That means we'll enroll you. We don't sell anything. You will not ever be asked to do anything or for anything, and your email address and your name stay private only to the staff at Truth News Network. If you do that, whenever that new story goes up or new podcast goes up, you'll get an overnight link so you can click on the link and it'll take you the next morning right to the story. Go ahead and fill it in. That way, you'll never miss. You'll always get what's fresh, the news, at Truth News Network. Back right after this. Sit tight.
When madness is the norm, the truth is a radical act of courage. Remain calm. Be brave. Wait for the signs. TNN, the Truth News Network.
Hello?
They're lying to you.
Lying? Who is this?
You think you two are happy?
I'm sorry,
You think you're in a good relationship? You're living a lie. You're being deceived. They're fried.
What?
In oil.
What exactly are we talking about here?
Your nuts.
My nuts?
Your nuts. Your precious snack nuts are fried in oil.
Ugh. No one ever told me they were fried. I thought they were a good choice.
You didn't hear it from me. But Fisher oven-roasted nuts are never fried. They're just nuts. Oven-roasted with sea salt. That's it.
Huh. What a nice man.
Fisher oven-roasted nuts. Never fried. Nothing to hide.
The Truth and Dan Newman goes together like beans and rice, brats and kraut, you and the future. TNN, the Truth News Network.
Now, I don't know about the krauts. I just don't understand that. Anyway, I'm from the South, so beans and rice are fine. Hello and welcome back. In summary today, I want to ask you a question. Is that picture, you probably in the break, you went and looked at those four guys golfing in the Hamptons. Is that picture proof that Joe Biden probably lied on the campaign trail and is continuing to do so every day now? Honestly, the only people that can possibly truthfully answer that one question were the members of that foursome pictured together. That could prompt the really difficult conundrum that politicians use again and again to justify their wrongdoing. You hear them do it all the time. Oh, yes, I was with them, but we discussed and the only thing we talked about was Tiger Woods' comeback for 4 hours, and of course then an hour and a half for lunch afterwards. No one can actually counter that factually but some member of those four. But isn't that the same as seeing a rattlesnake laying on the ground next to a friend of yours that was bitten by a snake a few moments before, and when that friend that was bitten says to you, "That rattlesnake just bit me," you say, "Nah, I don't know about that. I didn't see him bite you." Saying that to your friend would be totally preposterous. And Joe Biden's wailing away in the media about there being no wrongdoing on his part, and for the press to go after Donald Trump instead, even though I should be numb to it happening because it does almost daily in Washington, his doing that is shocking to me. Why? Because Joe Biden is sharper than that. He's a 30-year member of Congress. He knows everybody, and everybody knows him. He knows all the ropes. He knows all the tricks. But he still falls back on perpetrating a lie. He knows how to manipulate the press. And he has every day in Congress and as vice president simply followed the Washington, D.C. Democrat process of handling the dissemination of the press. Put out en masse the positions of the party on all applicable matters for the press, your media lapdogs, to distribute. Biden's too smart to think that Americans are buying the golf thing for just golf. And Americans certainly are sharp enough to laugh at his statement that he has never spoken to Hunter about his overseas work ventures. Think about it. Hunter flew with him to the Ukraine, and then Hunter flew with him on Air Force Two to China, where he put together that multi-billion dollar deal for his investment company with Chinese dollars or Chinese yen to invest. Let's cut to the chase. What topic was most likely for those four guys to discuss at this golf outing? The things that are beneficial to us all. That's what we would say if it was us. And if a board member of a Ukraine gas company, which Biden saved from a corruption investigation, is, what's in it for me? Don't shake your head. That's what happens. In Washington, D.C., folks, that's normal. Joe Biden has a son named Hunter that went through some really traumatic experiences, a drug situation, hasn't had a really good start in his young adult life, and his dad saw a way to help his son out in business, help him get a good start. I understand that. Should he have done it? Absolutely not. And to be honest with you, I hope when all the facts are unveiled, he didn't do it. But you know what? I don't think that's going to be the case. What we say down here in Louisiana, as unsophisticated as we are down here in the bayou, what we say is when it quacks and waddles, it's almost always a duck. And in this case, Mr. Biden, for reasonable people, it is safe to say y'all are waddling and y'all are quacking in that picture. The only question, who bought lunch that day? Ukraine Gate. Who would have thought we were going to have another problem for President Trump to overcome? Folks, if you've been with us, I predicted it. I predicted impeachment, his impeachment, over 2 years ago. And I'm almost sure we're headed that way. I don't think the Senate will convict him. I don't think the Senate's going to spend an hour discussing it from the floor. But nevertheless, they are out to get him. And if they are unsuccessful in impeachment, I'll bet you this much. The Democrats are just getting started. They're not going to rest until Donald Trump leaves the White House. Hey, thanks for being here today. Special time. And I'm glad you join us every day. But just being here through all of these really, really serious issues regarding the upcoming campaign and the presidential election are really important to me. I'm glad you're here. Love to hear your comments, your feedback anytime at dan@truthnewsnet.org. Or if you want, you can post your comment on the homepage there. Feel free to do that. We'll be back tomorrow with more stuff. I promise you, there's a whole lot going on and we're on top of it. At Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media?
Worried about getting the truth? No worries anymore. Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network,
at truthnewsnet.org.